Welcome, everybody, to the By Yahweh's Design Wednesday Night Family Social Hour chat, if you will. It's an open forum tonight, no particular subject on the menu. It is the 24th of January already, and year 2024, of course. And again, it's open forum, so we're going to open the mics up here in just a second and pretty much have a open discussion about current events and anything that's on anybody's mind. We've got a few folks in here, and we've got Matt here from Ireland. But the main thing I want everybody to understand is that there's extreme amount of anxiety. I've noticed that. It seems to be everywhere right now. And the scripture tells us that he was going to separate the wheat from the chaff at the end of the age. That's exactly what seems to be happening. A sword has been brought, and it's cutting all kinds of relationships. And people have to understand that this was predicted, and this has to happen. It's not fun. It's not easy. Nobody ever said it was going to be. We have to get through this to get to the other side. So just keep that in mind as we go forward. And again, I'm going to go ahead and make sure everybody's mic is unmuted here, and then we'll open it up. See, Ella, we got Jennifer, John's open, and Matt's open. So, all right. Anything on your minds, folks? Somebody want to jump here? I'll go ahead and yield and see if anybody has anything.
There's finally some flu going out in the world today. My next door neighbors have the flu.
Do they at least call it the flu instead of this idiotic COVID?
She says we're in the last stages of a flu and we're recovering. I wasn't going to say, you don't have the COVID, huh? I didn't say anything because I want that term to be gone.
Right. Absolutely. How are you doing, Jennifer?
Well, I'm good. We actually didn't have any chemtrails today, and I went with the senior center. I had to go get a filling done, and I was like really, you know, freaking out because I had heard in the past that they're putting graphene in the fillings, but I ended up telling him I didn't want anything with epinephrine in it, and he showed me what he was using, and I said, there's no heavy metals in this either, and he said, no, and I'm not giving you hardly any of a dose because I can't stand the Novocaine. And it was, I've been taking some stuff from Swanson's for my heart, you know, because I do not want to take lisinopril because, according to Dr. Artis, there's venom in it. I, you know, never really took it. Yeah, and I only used to take it when I get on a plane because I always thought my heart rate would just be going crazy from the altitude. But so anyway, I had a few left, and I thought, no, I'm not going to take it. I'm just going to keep taking what I got from Swanson's, and it's helped. And well, my blood pressure when I got in there was like 145 over like 82, and that's normal for me
because
I eat a lot of salt. My acupuncturist used to say, you know, if you eat a lot of, you know, Chinese food or whatever, salty food, you're going to have high blood pressure. And he said, your blood pressure is normal for your age. You know, I mean, they always want you to, my PCP, she's telling me it needs to be 110 over 70.
No, it does not, because when you get older, you need higher blood pressure to keep you alert and awake. The doctors more or less tell me that it's better to have a higher blood pressure when you're older than when you're younger, because you could pass out very easily because you don't get brain flow that as easily as what you do when you're younger.
Well, good. Thanks for confirming that, because, you know, they warn me, oh, you're going to have to, you know, when I go see my PCP, and I tell her, oh, I'll take it. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I don't.
I've been trotting around at about 150 or 160 over 90 for about 70 years. So I don't think that's a bad high blood pressure.
Yeah, and I'm not overweight either. So, I mean, I weigh like 120 and I'm 5'7", and, you know, I wish I could put, I always gain weight. I gain weight in the summer because I'm outdoors, you know, shoveling and stuff, so it's muscle. And then I shrivel up in the winter because I don't want to do anything because it's so cold. So,
you're in New Mexico, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's, well, now it's not bad. We got a lot of snow, and now it was contaminated with a lot of chemtrails. People all over the world are waking up. They were lighting their snow on Facebook, showing how it's melting. It's like there's some kind of stuff in there that's melting in the snow, you know, like on fire in the snow. My friend texted me it, and I said, I can't put that on Facebook Messenger. You need to put it up because you have that on your phone. You know, she's like standing over the sink with a lighter, and because she had heard that was going to happen. And sure enough, it was like there was like metal or something in there, of course, you know. And another friend said the same thing. There was a big, long text. She took a screenshot of all these people that are finding the metals in the snow. You know, they're just ramping this up because they didn't kill enough people with the vaccine. So
I read on the internet today that they're coming out and making more laws. Biden put in another law that all the booster shots are going to become mandatory for everybody.
Oh, well, yeah, well.
Yeah, but yeah, that can't happen because, you know, with the thing about abortion, the women all say, my body, my choice. So we let them abort their babies. And now with this jab thing and they say, you're going to get it? Well, it's my body, my choice.
Even the word mandatory as far as law goes is just, it just means that it's a government recommendation. It's a cute play on words, but it doesn't actually mean that you have to do it.
No. Well, it makes me feel like a kid, a nanny state. I mean, when I was 21, I stopped having mandatory orders from my parents. And I don't expect to get mandatory orders from the people that are supposed to be my servants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean,
they take advantage of the fact that people today have a lower IQ and they have an even lower desire to read and study or pay attention. As Matt just said, if they looked at the definition of a mandate and read the actual mandate, they would have known that it's not a law, it can't be enforced, and it had exemptions all over it that people could have taken advantage of, but nobody read it. Nobody had enough gumption to challenge. It was incredible.
There's such a thing as informed consent, too. That's a law. As a nurse, there was no, you couldn't do anything to anybody without their written consent.
Yeah, right. Oops. Gotta turn my biomat down. It's getting too hot in here. Oh.
Do they have the chemtrails over there in Ireland, Matt?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. I mean, you look up at the sky and most of them aren't even clouds anymore, you know?
Right.
Right.
Like what people today think are clouds, they're not clouds. Like.
Do they put fluoride in the water there, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they sure do. Sure do.
That's why people are stupid.
I think we were one of the first countries in Europe that that did the fluoride in the water. And it shows.
Unbelievable.
I have a 5-stage filter on my faucet and another filter that I filter the filtered water with in my refrigerator. So.
Yeah, we've got, our water is really bad here, but they put chlorine in it. But then I have two waters. I have a Stankevia water filter and a Zero water filter. And then I put six drops of chlorine dioxide and the activator in each gallon that I make. It's like,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I wrote to the Universal Antidote guy, and they said what to do. I said, I'm filtering it twice, and and I can still smell the chlorine, and I even give it to my cats with chlorine dioxide because I don't want them to get sick. So, yes, that guy is still in prison, somewhere, that exposed that right before the COVID, chlorine dioxide. There's Tim Brown's show. The guy is in prison in Mexico.
Hmm.
Talking about chlorine dioxide, and I don't know. I think maybe they're in prison in Florida instead. I guess, I think that's where they're from. You'll have to go through Tim. Yeah, I know you listen to him once in a while, right, Dan?
Yeah, you're talking about the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, the channel.
Right. Yeah, that's Tim Brown and Bradley Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put out some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just put out a pretty good one on News of the U's that I sent out today. Bradley Dean did.
On what? What did he put out?
I forget what it was specifically about, but there are several videos there that Bradley Dean put out that I sent out. It's all about the crap that's going on and what they're planning on doing. They're really hyping up their efforts now because I think 2024 is going to be a banner year because people are really waking up all over the place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
New York is getting PO'd with all those illegal immigrants being bussed in. That's what Abbott is doing now, besides stopping that one place in Texas. He's loading the immigrants and sending to all these sanctuary cities. They don't like it too well.
It's funny watching the videos of the blacks chimping out, isn't it, over illegals?
Oh, that's gonna turn hot pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah. They're prone to violence,
Right now, the stores even are the prices of the food is sky high, and a lot of the things you can't buy anymore because shelves are getting empty. And with all these illegals coming in, scoffing up stuff with free food stamps and all that kind of stuff, it's mm-hmm. disgusting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did Melissa call in?
No.
She said she was going to. She sent me a thumbs up. And then my friend Deborah Cox, I gave her the number. I emailed you back that she might want to call in. She's in New Mexico, and she's been sending me all this stuff. She sent me something from SGT Report. Then I was like, oh, I've already seen that, I didn't, she sent me something, I think she sent me something about the border, too. And, oh, no, it was some guy on TikTok talking about the illegals. But it was on Brighteon, and that's why I couldn't send it in, you can't send it onto Facebook because it gets banned. Brighteon gets banned. So she emailed it to me.
I'm already banned on Facebook.
Oh.
They won't even let me talk.
Right.
I wish people would leave Facebook and what's the other one? YouTube and Facebook. Facebook, I can't stand it. I don't ever go on Facebook. But also YouTube now is starting to run 2 3.5-minute commercials.
Exactly.
Before you get to see a lot of the videos. So the content, you have to sit through 7 minutes of commercial, and I'm not going to sit through 7 minutes of commercial.
Can you skip them? Can you skip them? Sometimes they let you...
Nope.
Really? No, you can't.
Recently, that used to be it would start, and then you had the option to skip. But I've noticed in the last few weeks, they've taken that option away, and the commercials are actually over 3 minutes long, and there's two of them.
Yeah, and it says at the bottom, the video will play after commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wrote to a lot of the content creators and told them that if YouTube's doing that, you're going to lose a lot of people like me. I'm not going to sit through 7 minutes to see what – I don't care what kind of content it is. I'm not going to sit through 7 minutes of commercial.
Right. Yeah, I get – mine always is a purebulk.com because they know that I buy from them. So it's like, you know – it's bulk supplements, and they know. So I always get, this is the time of year when you must stock up, you know, and I'm like, oh, brother, you know, in the middle of listening to Redacted, you know, I get these commercials. So, anyway.
Well, no, they're trying to make it more difficult for people to reach out and inform people about what's going on, but I think it's too late. I believe we're going to see, as Ella was talking about, I think 2024 is going to be a pivotal year, especially as we get towards summer and fall. Be prepared for almost anything. I yield.
From what I've heard, it was supposed to be 2030 that they were to bring in the New World Order, but now I've heard that it's more like 2025 to 2027.
Well, they're doing. They're certainly pushing for it here now. They've got. They're destroying like the cities and stuff by just putting bicycle lanes everywhere, and it's Ireland, so it's wet. Like no one uses them. It's like what?
What are you going to accomplish?
I know what it is like, but it's so counterproductive. Purposely so, obviously, but even still. You just look at it and you just shake your head. You got one of the guys was telling me from work. He said he drives in the road there and there's two bicycle lanes on one side of the road. So it goes both ways kind of a thing. And it's like there's guys that just cycle where the cars go and the cars can't pass because there's no room on the road.
Oh my goodness. this is going to reach a boiling point here pretty soon. Mankind's either going to stand up and push back or die out. Because these people will kill us all. They're insane. They're insane.
Well, the illegal immigrants, too, are coming into – they're going into stores. A bunch of them are going into stores and just taking what they want and leaving. And that's going to make a lot of stores go out of business. Pretty soon, stores are going to be closed. There's going to be nowhere to buy anything.
That's the plan.
Yep.
That's chaos.
Then they'll build up these little smart cities that have all the stores there. And they'll say, well, you can go to the smart cities and the stores are protected. So nobody can steal from them. And then these stupid people are going to say, well, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Provide the solution to the problem they create.
Yep. Problem, reaction, solution. There we go.
Yep.
They create the problem to get the reaction they want, and then the solution is always what they were after to begin with. It's all controlled.
Yeah, the way they
did. Did you see the short video by the guy that did the research, and he believes that the jabs, whether it's by injection or the little pad with the pins in it, he believes the jab fits the description and revelation of the mark of the beast.
Oh, yeah.
It was a pretty good video.
Yeah, that's what bow in Revelation 6 means, the bow without the arrows. The bow means toxin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he did what we've talked about. He had a concordance, and he looked up the actual words, And when you look them all up, it makes it pretty clear that, as he said, the three Greek words that are talking about mark all have to do with sharp objects, objects with a very sharp point on it. And so you put all the pieces together and it makes perfect sense. What they're going to do is tie your ability to spend money in their system. They're going to tie it to whether you've put the serum in your body or not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's all starting to fit together.
And also those jabs and the boosters are absolutely decreasing the birth rates around the world. There's one country over in Europe there, I forget which one it is, that have had no births in 3 years.
It's crazy. Mm.
No births at all?
None.
Mm.
Well, I hadn't heard about that.
Nor had I.
But I heard in Africa they weren't giving that many people and this one guy that he lives in Gao, GAO, my friend, he's Portuguese, and he said that the person there was not forcing the vaccine, so nobody was dying. So they want to get rid of the white race first and the blacks.
They want to get rid of the white race first. That's why they're using the blacks.
We're the only people historically that have had the gumption to actually rise up, you know? So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they know we're the people of Scripture. We're the only ones who have the wherewithal, the discernment, and the courage to fight the Jewish New World Order. So we have the biggest targets on our back. And of our people, of course, the men in the white race have the biggest target.
Mm-hmm. The main thing that the white people can do now is make sure that they stay away from doctors, get off all prescriptions that you're on, start eating healthy foods, be very careful what you put in your mouth and in your body so you can maintain your own body's good immunity. That's about the only thing we can do to protect ourselves.
Yeah. But how do you not breathe in chemtrails?
Well, you know, Yahweh protects us in some ways. They can do all they want, but if he doesn't want it to happen, it won't. So you have to have faith that if you can go out and you're breathing the air, he's protecting you.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, there is antidotes to some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the natural paths are putting it out there, just like putting the, what's that, salt? It's got four letters. I can't remember what that salt is, but you can use that. You've got NAC that you can use. You've got chlorine dioxide.
EDTA?
Yeah, EDTA. That's it. EDTA.
Yeah.
You've got those things. You also have the foods like cilantro and other greens that pull toxins from the body. All those kind of things work to help put up like a shield that even though you're in the lion's den, the lion can't hurt you because you've got your protection up there. So our Father knows that we're trapped in this system and what the enemy's doing to us. He gives us tools if we're paying attention. That's the problem. So many people, they're just completely lackadaisical or lazy. They know that there's certain things to do, but they're just too lazy or too cheap to spend money for nonsensical stuff, but they won't spend money for like EDTA or the NAC capsules or any of the other things that we just talked about. But they'll go out and they'll spend, you know, $50 for tickets to a concert, or they'll go out to dinner with their girlfriend and drop $120 but they'll bitch about organic food or non-GMO, you know, or any of these other things that the Father puts out there for us to help keep the body purified.
There's one thing that we should have, excuse me, that everyone should know, that I saw a video with Stu Peters talking with one of these, the female doctor, I forget what her name is. She said she went into an intense research on the causes of cancer along with COVID, because the COVID itself has increased the cancer rate 10,000%. So people are dying of cancer now where they never were before.
You mean from the shot?
Yeah, it's from the shot. But, you know, the thing is, know how in the beginning of it, they said, do not use ivermectin? Well, yeah. Found out that now she said that cancer is caused by a parasite, which is in the vaccines. And ivermectin will stop the spread of parasites. They'll kill the parasites. So they didn't want people using ivermectin because that would kill the stuff that the doctors were doing.
Yeah, Lee Merritt's been talking about that for a long time.
That's her. That's the one.
She's got it down, but yeah, she knows all of them. I don't remember the other ones. Hydrochloroquine. I think she alternates, and then she uses chlorine dioxide. And I was doing that too, but I don't, you know, now that there's, I mean, I have a pound of EDTA that I got from purebulk.com, and I gave it, I made cream for a lot of people that have gotten the shot. So, and if I'm around them, I'll put the cream that I made, I'll put it on my wrists and ankles like it says you're supposed to do 6 days a week. But, you know, everybody around here just about, except for the white people here in town, almost every Hispanic here has gotten the shots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering if the Hispanics are getting the shots, maybe they won't be reproducing as much.
Wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Yeah, they could slow down a bit because they're reproducing like rats. And white aren't even having children. Most of the young white people I know don't even want to have any children. It's quite sad, actually. It's incredible time we're living through.
The problem with having children now is you can't punish them anymore the way you used to.
Well, you can, but you know, you just do it behind closed doors, isn't that it?
Yeah, you'd have to homeschool them.
Yeah.
Well, I wish, you know, the town I live in, I was just telling the lady that I went with to the dentist, I said, I don't understand. I said, this used to be a hopping community. We had a prison here, you know, and on and on and on. I never lived here until recently. And then Maxwell, the next town up, there's two schools. The schools are both 4 days a week. They fought to keep it in for four. They wanted to put all the four-day schools into five-day schools, but we voted it down in this county. But there's four. There's Cimarron and, Raton is 5 days because it's a big school. It's the biggest city here. And they voted it down, thank God, you know. But, you know, so the kids don't have to come in that many days. But they're talking about building bigger schools. And I think it's like Joe Embriano. He was talking about this 5G thing forever. He's called the Fullerton Informer in California. And
I've heard him.
Yeah, and he said, you know, he said they're intentionally putting 5G towers. This was in 2018 in Texas, right near schools. So, you know, to make them sick, the kids sick, you know. And, I mean, I don't know that, you know, the vaccine was probably already in the background, but, you know, it wasn't really out there. But that's the straw that, you know, is going to break the camel's back. And our we have a big 4G tower, and they added the 5G already up by the high school. But in order for it to affect you, you have to be within 1,200 feet or closer. They don't have one at the elementary school. It's about a mile and a half away from the elementary. But the superintendent's over there, and I warned him. I sent him all this stuff about chemtrails, and hopefully he could fight that 5G from being, you know, turned on. If enough people rise up in the community, we might be able to, you know, keep it from happening. I mean, it's not necessary. We only have 800 people living here.
Well, it's easier said than done when you're not in a homogeneous society, you know?
Yeah, the Hispanics don't know about any of this, you know? It goes in one ear and out the other. I hate to say it. It's because they're indoctrinated in the Catholic Church, and they've got a big one here that rings bells every day at noon.
That's to remind them of who they're supposed to stay loyal to.
Yeah.
An ex-priest gave me an education on the Catholic Church many years ago, and he was a Pentecostal preacher at the time, but he was raised Catholic and he became a priest. And he used to tell me about the Catholic Church, especially the Catholic Church overseas. He said, Catholicism in America is Catholicism light. He said, it's pretty tame compared to like Africa, Asia, and Europe.
Oh,
he said, over there, he said, the Catholic Church at the local level is a powerful political organization, especially in the more backward areas of like Africa and in the Middle East and places like that. He said, wherever the Catholic Church is, and the local priest is like the witch doctor. In the old days, the witch doctor in certain villages, he's the overlord who makes sure everybody stays in line with Catholicism's doctrines. And in many of the villages, like in North Africa, he said they were the local leaders in the rituals in black magic. So he said Americans, when they think of Catholicism the way it is in America, they think that's the way it is in the world. And he said that they're not even close. He said Catholicism wields a lot of power. They are monsters when it comes to anybody threatening their money or their power. And that's where the Jesuits come in, because they're the soldiers for the Catholic Church. And they will take people out.
You mean Ron DeSantis?
They're everywhere. Yeah, they're everywhere. You know, the amazing thing is, and this just shows you how dumbed down we are, this country was founded by white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, okay? The original colonists here did not want Catholics. There was a good reason for it.
Right.
They didn't want Jews here, and they didn't want Catholics here, because it was both basically the same people. In fact, if you think about it, Maryland was a Catholic state. It was the only place Catholics could land over here and live, because all the other colonies said, stay away, we don't want you.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we went from a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant nation to where our enemies have now taken complete control, and you don't see anybody in Washington that's a true white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. We've already lost control of this country. It's run by the Jesuits and the Jews.
Remember when John F. Kennedy was running for president? He was the first Roman Catholic president, and that was a big deal.
Yes, it was. It was. My elders, where I grew up, my elders were staunch anti-Catholics. In fact, there was one of my aunts who ended up marrying a Catholic man, and she was excommunicated from our family. So she was not invited to any reunions. She didn't go to church. She was never invited because she broke the rule and married a Catholic. So, you know, and that's in my lifetime. I mean, that's when I was a boy. So we're not talking all that long ago. It was that strong in the little town where I grew up. Protestants were that strong about the evils of Catholicism. And they even talked about the evils of Judaism. At least my grandfather did and my grandmother. So we became dumbed down, lazy, and overcome with stupidity just within a generation or so. Because, like I said, you know, the only problem with that generation, they understood the problems with Catholicism and the Jews, but they did not see the problem with a overbearing central government. So even though they were aware of race mixing being wrong, they were aware of the problems with Judaism and Catholicism, but they worshiped the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they worshiped television. That was the other thing that just drove me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If it was on television, it had to be true. I mean, they actually said that to me.
I've heard that.
I started questioning things when I was in my 20s. And I remember even my father said it one day. He goes, "Well, if what you're saying was true, Dan, it would be on television." I went, "What?" I said, "What? No way in hell would they allow this on television. What are you talking about?" So that was their downfall. They trusted government and they trusted the media, and that was not a wise thing to do. I yield.
Yeah.
That's the thing as well of being in a homogeneous society. You know, you have that high trust because you're with your own people. And obviously then as you move on, like, people don't trust each other at all anymore because you've desegregated and you've got foreigners, you know. So it's the opposite now. But obviously people are still dumbed down, and with the advancement of technology, people have lower attention spans, etc. So it all kind of adds up.
Right. Well, the enemy knows the old expression, divide and conquer. So homogeneous means that your blood, your family, you're going to defend each other. You're going to come together easier. So when you make it a mixed multitude, you're setting up for divide and conquer. So America's ripe for being conquered because we're divided. Husbands and wives are divided. Children are divided from parents. Within the same family, with this whole COVID bullshit story, that's divided people. And then you've got the religion stuff. So that divides it. The Jewish thing, that divides it. I mean, we're divided on so many different levels right now. It's amazing we have unity at all. And until you get to identity, okay, the one thing that is bringing our people back together as a family is the teaching of the identity message. I've noticed that the identity people do stick together for the most part. There's a few ruffled feathers here and there, but for the most part, they fellowship with one another. They pray for one another. They reach out and try to help one another, etc. Not perfectly, not a perfect family, but we do it better than anybody that doesn't have this message. I yield.
Well, the America that I knew when I grew up in the 1940s and 50s is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You said America's ripe to be conquered. It's been conquered. There's no freedom here anymore. None.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Matt. You were going to say something too.
Well, as the Aryan Nations crowd, they were in Ohio, I believe. I could be wrong on that. But I have a picture on my phone of a sign they had outside of their compound there, and it said, "Christian identity, my race is my religion." So it's that home.
Yes, they were up in Idaho.
Idaho, that's it, yeah.
They're up in Idaho. I talked with them. In fact, Richard Butler, the pastor of the Aryan Nation Church, I interviewed him many years ago. He's passed on now, but back when the Jews out of California went after the Aryan Nations Church and they ended up winning in court and shutting them down, I also interviewed Edgar Steele, who was a lawyer who represented Pastor Butler, and that court case was his only loss in his entire career as a lawyer. And when I interviewed him, I said, well, why did you take Pastor Butler's case since you had a perfect record? Why did you take a chance? And he said, well, I didn't take a chance. His case was an open shut case that there's no way he was guilty of what they were charging him. He said, I took it because it should have been a slam dunk win. He goes, but the fact that the court ruled against the Aryan Nations and Pastor Butler, that's what woke him up to how much power in the legal system the Jews have. And he became a prolific speaker and writer. And they ended up putting him in prison, even though, again, he was a successful lawyer. They ended up putting him in prison on a false charge, and he ended up dying in prison.
They're some scumbags, aren't they?
They are scum. Yes, they are. Richard Steele was a good man. Yes, he was.
Dan, so was Pastor Butler. I missed when you had Kathleen Dudley on. Was that one recorded?
Yes, it was. It's a week ago today. It's up on the website. On the archives page.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Talking about her court case.
Yep, she came in about, I think it was, 20 minutes into the show. She started speaking about what was going on. So somewhere around the 20 or 25 minute mark, she came in and talked with us for the rest of the radio show.
But she's it's not going to be in the state of New Mexico. It's going to be federal instead. The case.
Yes, she sent me an email today. One of my email people suggested instead of GoFundMe, GiveSendGo. She recommended using GiveSendGo because they're more Christian based and not Bolsheviks like GoSendMe is. So she is looking into that. She also said that her case has been officially transferred to the federal jurisdiction and out of the state. So that's a victory, and it looks like they're not going to be able to just throw her in jail now.
Good. Okay. I'll have to go back and listen.
What's that, Matt?
I'll have to listen to that. I missed last week's show. I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't even know what it is that you guys are talking
Kathleen,
about.
Yeah, Kathleen's in a huge fight out there with a corrupt court system. She does have a lawyer. She sent me a note. She has a lawyer helping her, but this is amazing with our people. This lawyer is helping her because he's been disbarred 3 times for his challenging the system, but he knows the courts all, but like so many of our people, he does not take care of himself. So he has a lot of health issues, and he's extremely, he's got obesity problems. Because, you know, we've talked about on this radio show for 24 years how many times we have said you have to take care of yourself and you have to stay healthy, especially going into the latter days. You're going to have to stay healthy. And now we see why the Holy Spirit pressed that message on us so much. Because look at where we're at. You can't trust the doctors. You can't trust the hospitals. You can't trust the clinics. And you sure as hell can't trust the pharmaceuticals.
Not to mention, conflict is inevitable.
What's that, Matt?
not to mention conflict is inevitable.
Correct. And that's right. You don't want to go into an actual physical conflict scenario ill, okay? Not a good thing.
Right.
Because everything's helter-skelter then. A lot of things aren't going to be working. You want to be on your best game when you go in that situation, are you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if anybody needs to catch up, that is recorded, so just go back to a week ago and you can hear the the message.
Right. Yeah, I was like, when is it, you know, and said, I'll go back and look on the page. But, yeah, I haven't talked to her, you know. I tried to find somebody to go help her, but I think Joel did. Joel's a great guy, but he smokes a lot of pot, so I don't know if he did when he was living in the place that I was living for a while. He was always stoned, and he tried to put some solar panels on somebody's RV or something and messed it up even more because he was high. And so, you know, I just was like trying to find this guy, Michael Mora, but I lost his phone number, or I blocked him because he was trying to put the make on me. And then I thought, you know, that would be bad if I even introduce her to him anyway.
What's wrong with our people? Gee, many Christmas.
They've given up.
Oh,
what?
My gosh.
This guy, you know, he's white and he's stoned all the time. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not against somebody to, you know, drink or, you know, smoke once in a while, but this guy is, you know, he charged my friend to put the panels, and then everything was messed up, and they were going, and he has a big one, a bus that he converted with panels, and he lives in a compound like 3 miles away from Kathleen. And so she knew who he was, but I guess he might have gone and helped her, but he's definitely not going to protect her because, you know, he wouldn't be owning guns. Let's put it that way.
Bit of a hippie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think she's got several people have contacted her to help out, and I know my son has contacted her to help her set up the Gifts and Go page. So there are, she said, about 5 or 6 different people up till when she wrote the note to me had contacted her to offer help. So, you know, hopefully the word will go out there, and maybe even some people that are doing better financially than some others are will be able to make an actual donation to help her out. So, and I know Monica up in Canada is trying to help her out as well. So, sooner or later, we're going to have to band together in communities, circle our wagons, and ride out this storm in our lifeboats, because that's really what this is boiling down to. It's going to be like on the rough waters when Noah and his family are in that ark.
Mm-hmm.
Is there more?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Matt.
Is there any more word on? I remember there several months ago, Keith was speaking about apparently getting money for a land off some guy. You may have spoken about this. I may have missed it.
The ARC project has stalled because of lack of funds. We've got a lot of people that have the right heart, but we don't seem to be able to get anybody's interest that has deep enough pockets that want to help us acquire land. So that's what we're waiting for. I've got a pretty long list of people that are very interested in moving on to a piece of property if we ever do get this thing going.
Keith was having problems with his wife, who had a bout of cancer or something, so he was pretty much paying attention to that.
understandable.
Yeah. Keith is busy with his business, and his wife is ill, so he himself. But if Matt was talking, I think, about our trying to build a community project.
Yeah. What about Galt's Landing? Did you go down there yet?
No, that's up in the middle part of the state, and I don't travel a whole lot, so I haven't been up there lately.
Oh, well, I don't think their property isn't huge, and they're doing all this, you know, biodiversity, you know, bees and everything else, and it looks like it's a good thing.
It's over 400 acres.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a guy here in Espanola, but he's kind of a hippie, that was on Cultivate Elevate, the guy that Matt Roski from Arizona has been putting up a lot of stuff. And he interviewed this guy, and then it said Zia. It was Zia Sustainable Farming or something like that. And I was like, it's got to be New Mexico. And it's like the next county over, Rio Arriba, and it's in Chimayo. I don't know if you know of Chimayo. There's a Chimayo church there that they supposedly, it's a Catholic church that I've been in, that everybody does, the Catholics do this long walk over Easter to that church, and they've got this healing dirt, and you're allowed to take it, but it's like right by this place called Ojo Caliente Hot Springs that they have soda, hot springs, and lithium, you know, water that you can bring, you know, drink and bring home or whatever. And so it's really close, and it's real rural, really rural. And I thought, oh, and then it said on their website that they would come to a community for a 30-minute observation and, you know, help to see if, you know, if these areas can be, you know, worked into it. So I'm trying to talk our superintendent into getting involved with it because, you know, the kids are going to need more to do. And hopefully, you know, now that he has gotten all these videos on geoengineering, then he'll, you know, consider, you know, inviting them so that the kids, Hispanic kids are outdoor workers, and they're usually good at farming.
Mm-hmm.
But we need that around here. I mean, it's like I said, it's 65% Hispanic and 35% white, but most of the white people are very retired, but they're also very awake. They have horses and ranches and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, people are going to have to learn how to homestead again. So they're going to have to learn how to take care of animals, how to properly butcher and dress and preserve meat. They're going to have to learn how to garden again, how to purify water. They're going to have to relearn all the things our ancestors knew and we have forgotten over the last three or four generations.
Yeah.
So at least some of us have. I do know there's people that hold things they call them the primitive games, where they teach the primitive skills. When I was up in Michigan, they had big gatherings where some of the ladies and the men, they would teach blacksmithing, silversmithing. They would teach how to make fabric, how to make rugs, how to tan leather, how to make... they called them attles, which is a spear, a short spear that you throw with a long stick with a notch in it. And I got to try that when I was up there. And it's pretty amazing with that extra length on your arm when you go to throw a spear, how much more velocity you can get, how much more distance you can get with a spear. So... but they do. They teach knife throwing, hatchet throwing, how to make a homemade bows and arrows, all kinds of stuff like that. So a few of our people have maintained all those skills, including the Amish. The Amish have maintained them. And they're willing to teach if people want to know. It's like the Father's forcing us to live off the land the way we were meant to. We weren't meant to live at the mercy of factories and bankers and these satanic elements that are out here. We were meant to live off the land, free men and women to travel freely and to set up camp and live amongst nature and take care of nature and don't abuse it, don't abuse the animals, and live at peace and harmony with the natural world. And we got away from it. The Jews convinced us that we needed all the trinkets and the baubles and the cars and the stereos and all that stuff, and we were willing to sell our souls to get them.
And we need some land somewhere so we could start a community. That way we could have our own food, grow it. The women or the men who know how to do these crafts can teach others. It would all be centralized. But right now we're all spread all over everywhere, so there's no chance of that doing that right now. So it all comes down to finding somewhere where we can be free.
Right.
Right.
Are you following what's his name? Derek Bros and the other guy,
Rush or Bush. Jim Bush.
Yeah, John Bush, yeah.
John Bush.
Who are they?
Yeah, I get stuff in my inbox from Bros and from Bush. As far as following them, that's all I do is keep tabs of what they're up to, and I forward it to people I think are interested.
Okay,
I haven't attended any of their classes or their get-togethers yet.
Yeah, I used to watch them on YouTube, you know, at different functions, so. But I don't know what Derek's up to. But they're going to be all in Anarcopolco. You know, they go down there every year.
Right. That's coming up next month.
Is it? I thought March?
Or no. February, I think.
Yeah, just February. Yeah. Yeah, with the guy, the Dollar Vigilante.
Jeff Burrick.
Yeah, Jeff. Right. Anyway.
I keep up with him and his dog, Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy, yeah.
I hate to see when something happens to Lucy because he's going to really crash.
Oh, yeah, I know. I watch cat memes every night before I go to bed. I watch cat memes on Telegram and send them to my son. But anyway,
how many children do you have, Jennifer?
No, just my son, Josh.
Just one?
Josh, yeah. And I have two cats. Well, one and a half. The male is an outdoor cat, but I let him come in to eat when he, you know. And he's about a year older. Cheyenne's 4 and he's 5. And she's a Siamese. Good cat. She's a good cat. Anyway, I'm going to go to sleep now because I want to get up early and listen to Tim Brown in the morning.
What time is it over there?
Here? Oh, it's probably 7. Where are you? Are you in Ireland?
Yeah, sure am.
What time is it in Ireland?
Morning.
Just 2 in the morning.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock at night here in Texas.
We're not much different.
We're 3 time zones across because it's 9 where I'm at. So you get Mountain Time, Central Time, and Eastern Time.
Right.
And then Matt's 5 hours ahead of me, and he's further ahead of you other guys. So it's early in the morning for Matt.
Well, I like early in the morning. I don't go to bed till 4.
Well, you're a night owl.
I worked as a nurse, I never got to bed before 3 or 4 a.m. because I worked the 3 to 11 shift.
Yeah.
And I traveled an hour back and forth, so I never got to bed till late. If I try to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, it won't work.
Yeah, I have a tendency to burn the candle at both ends myself.
You're young, you can get away with it, Matt.
In short time.
I'm old. I get away with it too.
Well, the pendulum eventually swings back the other way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What we do when we get older is we take naps.
That's right. That's right. So it's time for me to check into cat memes and then go to sleep.
Yep. Well, we'll go ahead and...
You have a great week, Jennifer.
Yeah, take care, Jennifer.
All right. Good night.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, bless.
Okay, yeah, bless. Bye.
Any other issues? John,
I'm kind of done in today.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired myself, to be honest. I've got some pain in my stomach. I just realized what it is. That I got a stomach ulcer starting to irritate me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How do they come about?
What's that?
How do they come about?
Usually, for me anyway, they're related to stress. Sometimes I'm not even aware that I'm under stress. But when I start feeling that pain in my lower left abdomen area, that's generally where it hits. The good news is when I'm aware that it's there, I change my diet and I make sure I eat bland foods, lots of water, and try to de-stress. And when I do that, it usually goes away within a day or two. So I've never had to go to a doctor or a hospital or anything like that. I've never seen any blood, so I'm pretty sensitive to what my body tells me. Most of my life, I've tried to stay paying attention to aches and pains and things that are not quite right. And it's always paid off because generally I can pretty much tell when something needs attention. So in this case, it's like, uh-oh. I thought I just ate something that might have been bad or a little too spicy, and then I realized
Look at your life, Dan. You're there talking people off the edges every single day. You're carrying everybody else's problems on your shoulders, and you wonder why you have an ulcer?
Well, there is some drama in the family. There is some drama here locally. I'm part of the community here in the Crime Watch efforts. So that was right. I do tend to carry the burdens of the people that I talk to on a daily basis and whatnot. If they have issues, I tend to take it upon myself. And this is the way the Father's telling me to back off and try to get more rest, and
you'll never back off.
But just don't let it get to me as much. What'd you say, Ella?
You'll never back off. I've known you for 6 years now. No, you'll never back off. You're your own person. You're gonna do exactly as you want to do, and that's what you want to do.
Are you trying to say I'm a bad patient? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
She's calling you stubborn.
You don't take care of yourself enough, but then that's the way you are.
Oh, Lordy.
You care more for others than you do for yourself. And that's a marvelous trait for a leader. I admire you terribly because of that. But I would never try to change you because you're who you are. You know, just like Matt is who he is, and I adore him for just the way he is. I wouldn't want him to change anyway either.
Yeah, we are who we are. Yep, you're right. But I do have to watch out for my health, that's for sure. I can't preach it and then not do it myself. So
yeah.
I've got to lessen, do a little more de-stressing, and definitely pay attention to what I consume because with an ulcer in there, you don't want to be eating like jalapenos and very spicy foods and all that, or it'll really, really act up.
Make yourself some bread pudding.
Bread pudding. Okay.
And don't forget to put the nutmeg in.
Well, the nutmeg. I did remember my nutmeg on my cereal today. So, yeah. That's good. Matt, you were saying something, I think.
Oh, yeah. I got this guy at work, he's a beekeeper. He just does it himself. He doesn't make any money on it or anything, but I get a few jars off him here and there. And I got one off him a few days ago, some ivy honey, and it is the creamiest honey I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen honey like it. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yummy.
Sounds good. Yeah, creamy. I've had creamy honey before, and it's like, oh, my God, it's like the Cadillac. Do you get the honeycomb with the honey when you get it?
He gave me about €25 worth of ivy honeycomb also a few months ago, which is delicious as well. But,
right. I think that has the go ahead.
That's a great idea, Dan. Honey for your ulcer. Yes. Have bread pudding and put a lot of honey on it.
Yeah, honey. And I've got honey infused with garlic, too. So it's I use that when I'm feeling sick. But honey's good for so many things. And the, what do they call it, royal jelly. I think the royal jelly is in the honeycomb, isn't it, Matt?
I'm not sure now, Dan. You probably know more about it than I would.
I know the royal, what they call the royal jelly. That's the honey that's reserved for the queen bee. Is extremely rich. Regular honey is like a miracle food and medicine for us anyway. But if you get the royal jelly, it's like 10 times that. I mean, it's just an amazing stuff. The honeybee, to me, is probably one of the most significant things on this earth to tell me that we have a loving creator father. They are just amazing. I love watching them. I love what they do. I always make sure I don't trim flowers off bushes and stuff until they've, them and the hummingbirds, until they've got everything they need, because they're just amazing. Just everything I've ever studied about the honeybee, and they are so amazing in what they're able to do and how they build those the honeycomb so precisely, and how they make the, it's just, I just marvel at that. If there was nothing else on earth to observe and to know that we have a creator, a loving creator that has this absolutely astounding creativity and intricacy in life, all you gotta do is look at the honeybee. That's it. Well, just watch them. I mean, there's no way on earth that happened by accident or evolution. That's just, no, sorry. Just can't do it.
Jeremiah has joined us.
Intelligent design.
Oh, yeah, yes. You go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Jeremiah.
I listened to Devin Stack, your man from Blackpilled, and he beekeeps himself. But he was talking about the how the bees coincide with races themselves. Have you looked into these Africanized bees at all?
I did a few years ago.
Well, they're essentially, as far as I know, they're a product of bastardization. But
so the killer bees.
Well, what they do is they don't actually make their own hives. What they do is they raid other hives, and they'll go in and they'll kill the European bees. You could definitely say they're either Jewish or Negroidic, but nonetheless they coincide very funnily so.
Well, I remember that was part of the fear porn a few years back, was that the Africanized bees were going to totally destroy our bee populations here, but I don't believe that's actually happened. So I don't know if they found a way to destroy them, or because they're bastardized, they have their own issues and they're dying off, or what. Which I can only hope, if that's what they are, they're a bastard blend of two different bees, then they need to disappear. They're bastards in the bee world. I've unmuted you there, Kumri, if you want to say something.
Yeah, one thing I can add that I've noticed and just nature regarding...
A little louder, please.
In nature regarding animals or insects, it seems that Yahweh created creatures specifically to be metaphors for his game or his book, whatever you want to call reality, but for his story, he created creatures that to us, to me, serve almost no purpose other than to be great metaphors for the enemy.
Never thought it that way, but yeah, I suppose so. Everything has symmetry in this world if you study it long enough. We're finding out the power of sound, frequencies, energy, the spirituality, all things are interconnected and work in harmony with each other, just like the fact that the pineal gland is an antenna for us to reach out to the other side, the Father on the other side. It's our antenna to speak to the Father. And that's one reason why they want to pollute our bodies so much, because the pineal gland is one of the most sensitive glands of the body to pollutants. So when pollutants, it destroys the functionality of the pineal gland. Go ahead, Matt.
You might know more about this than I don't know anything about it. So, but I was reading, someone posted something there recently, and they said that fluoride in your toothpaste, that it instantaneously goes to the pineal gland. I was wondering if any of you guys knew anything about that.
I had not heard that. I don't use anything with fluoride in it.
Nor do I.
Yeah, I don't. I get all natural toothpastes that have no additives, no sugars, no alcohol, no fluoride. It's a fact, my toothpaste has neem oil in it, which the neem tree is just another miracle plant that the Father put here. Neem oil is extremely good for gums and teeth. Fluoride's a poison. I mean, whether it goes straight to the pineal gland or not, I don't know that. Maybe Kumri knows, but I do know that it's a poison. It serves no purpose, no practical purpose whatsoever. It's a byproduct of making aluminum, so the Jews didn't want to have to pay for disposing of it. So they paid off some people to say fluoride would do this, this, and this. Next thing you know, they're forcing it on us, and now they don't have to pay to destroy it. They actually make money selling it. So it's typical of the Jew. I mean, he's got a poison byproduct, and instead of getting rid of it or turning it into something benign, he finds a way to market it. All you got to do is pay some idiots in a lab coat to get in front of a camera, and the average person buys their bullshit story, and next thing you know, we're being forced to put the stuff in our water and in our toothpaste and put it in our mouths at the dental office because people are too damn dumb to even look into anything. It's amazing.
You know, what's amazing is that nothing seemed to come out of those tunnels they that found in New York there recently, like just completely brushed under the carpet. I saw it was fact-checked that there was no mattresses there, and in the video
I saw that. I saw that too, Matt. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you gotta wonder.
Yeah.
They poured cement in there too.
Yeah, no forensics done, I bet.
Huh.
Well, there's only one group of people going to hold these bastards accountable for their actions. So nothing's going to get fixed till our people are back on top and in charge, period. What it takes to get our people motivated, that's a different story. But the fact of the matter is... Huh?
It takes a loss, obviously. Look at the last few years. People are lulled back to sleep already. I know there's a lot of noticing going on, but even still.
You need to lull back to sleep. You get so frustrated because nobody will listen to you.
We have to remember the prophet.
My children have no idea what's going on in this world now. They plan in vacations. They're living like everything is going to be wonderful 10 years from now. just the frustrates the heck out of me. Go ahead, Matt.
They'll be in for a rude surprise.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to remember, we were told that 2/3 of our people aren't going to make it. So we have to understand that. We talked about that for the past 24 years. The day would come when you're going to see people that you care a lot about. They're just not going to make it. They're not part of the crowd that's going to make it. We all have neighbors, friends, relatives. Some of them aren't going to make it. We need to be prepared for that.
Now, the ones that make it are going to be the overcomers that leave Babylon and start leaving it behind and starting their own life.
Right.
But it takes all of us to get together to start doing that.
Right. We have to build parallel economies and parallel societies operating outside of man's law. Get back under God's law. Theocracy. I couldn't think of it there for a minute. But yeah, we need to
where
be
do you
back
even start?
Under theocracy. What's that, Matt?
So where do you even start? I know obviously you can do so much yourself, like, but as I've said, as I've expressed on this show multiple times, the fact that we're so sparse, this idea of parallel societies is a lot more difficult to obtain. It's easier, I suppose, for folks like the Amish who are born into it, you know.
They say this big thing about trying to kill all the white people now, and they're all going around saying Whitey has to die. Well, I think Whitey should stop paying taxes, period.
Well, the Amish are setting an example of how you do it. You have to stay homogeneous, and you have to be strong in your bonds as a people, which is, the enemy's broken those bonds. Our people don't think racially anymore. And somehow they have to come back to that. A remnant's going to come out of this. They're not going to get all of us. The weak ones are going to get thinned out. The stupid are going to get thinned out. And really, I mean, to be honest, is that a bad thing? I mean, I don't know about you people, but I've seen a lot of people that have white DNA in them, but they are retards. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to miss them when they're gone, I'll be honest. So he's going to thin our ranks out of the same people that Gideon thinned out of his military when he had to take on the enemy. And so now today, the same things. He's going to thin out our ranks from the stupid, the cowardly, the lazy, the satanic worshiping, beast worshiping element. He's going to eliminate them. I heard today, speaking of Ella's prediction about 2024 and 2025, there was a platform I was listening to today that was talking about the fact that we have not seen the peak of health issues from these jabs yet. Even though there's a lot of stuff going on, as Ella talked about, the cancers and the myocarditis, etc. This person said this is not the peak. That peak is going to be in 2024, 2025.
Yes, because the 21, it started basically in 2021, the heavy stuff, and you count 3.5 to 4 years later, you get to 2024, 25. So I think this summer, we're going to see a lot of that.
And here's the thing. Remember, the dragon sent the flood after the children. That's representative of people. And all of the white nations are being flooded. But remember, it also says that the ground opens up and swallows these people up.
Exactly.
And to me, that says they're going to die. I don't know how they're going to die, but they're going to die and be buried. So these people are running in here because the Jews are handing them EBT cards and cell phones and promising they can have white women, white jobs, and live here and commit crimes. It's easy to get them to flood in here with what the Jews are doing. However, what they don't realize is they're being led into a killing field, and our Father's going to bury them. And all we have to do, as Ella said, we have to be the overcomers just do what you got to do to get through this next couple years. That's it. Don't worry about anything else. Just do what you have to do, because things are going to change dramatically within the next couple years. So I yield.
Now, there's something about a study in Ezekiel 38 and 39 where there's an alternate interpretation of that, meaning that people think that all this stuff is going to happen in the Middle East because it talks about the Great Salt Sea, and they think that's the Dead Sea in Israel. Well, it's not. Utah has a Dead Sea also. It also has a valley called the Valley of the Passengers, which is in the Bible. And that area is going to be under great attack. And out of that attack, only one third are going to survive from there. So people should review Ezekiel 38 and 39 and kind of take it to the site that maybe this is going to happen in America, in Utah, around that area, with people coming in from the West Coast, from Canada, and then the borders open at the South. They're all going to converge right around that area, and that's where it's all going to happen. That's what I've read.
It's the New Jerusalem, yeah.
Yes. Well, Jerusalem isn't in the Middle East. It's here.
Yeah, you're in it.
Yes, we're in it.
The Book of Daniel. The Book of Daniel states very clearly who is subject to the end time attack. And in Daniel, it says that the nation of unwalled villages, America is the only country on earth
exactly
that has unwalled villages and has never seen war on our soil. We are the only country who's never seen war on our soil. Now, I'm not talking about civil war. That's an infighting thing. But we have never been attacked from outside on our soil.
Yep. And Gog and Magog and all that, it's supposed to happen right here. And I believe that's going to be around the Utah area, around the Great Salt Lake.
Well, we're going to find out pretty soon. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, well, actually, if you read Daniel, Daniel chapter 12, verses 11, 12, it says, he talks about the 1290 days and the 13, blessed are they that come to the 1335th day. There's a day in January 15th of 2021 where a cathedral closed down all their masses and services in order to open a COVID clinic for all their congregation. And 1290 days from that day comes to July 28th, 2024. And 1,335 days from that day comes to September 11th, 2024. Exactly. I've never seen those kind of a prophecy come to exact timing with 45-day differences with that whole thing. So if we keep our eyes in our faith that maybe this is going to come true, but yet it could come before then, because Yahweh has always told us that time may be cut short because no flesh will be saved. But I don't think we're going to go beyond that date.
Well, we're going to find it out soon. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said it'll be interesting to see for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It gives you a light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes when you feel depressed with what's going on around you, you have to look toward that light to say, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, we're approaching the hour and a half, and I know it's really late where Matt's at. So why don't we go ahead and wrap it up for tonight? And I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody unless you have something you want to say here before we close out.
Oh, yeah, bless all of you for coming and joining us, too. Thank you so much just for being family.
Yeah, pleasure as always, folks, and Yahweh bless you all.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt. I'm going to go ahead and mute. John has been quiet. Ella, thank you. And Kumri is muted himself. All right, very good. Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. As always, We thank you for this chance to get together as family across this wide expanse we call Earth. We thank you for technology being used for something good for a change, to get your truth out there and also to raise up the hopes of our people, because we are being assaulted on every front. But out of that darkness, there are glimmers of light, and that light, of course, is those who live your standards, your laws, and who lift you up as our King and our Savior and our High Priest. So everything is around you. Our salvation's around you. Our health is around you. Everything is around you. And our strength comes from our relationship with you. And as we teach this to others, they're starting to understand that. We're getting a lot of feedback that a lot of the mainstream churches are finding their populations are diminishing. And people are starting to look into this message and you and your proper name, your proper role in our life, and the fact that we've walked away from you and we need to come back to you entirely and to turn our back to this whole man-made system that's a matrix that is full of lies, deceptions, death, and destruction. So as we do that, as we go forward, we just ask that you give us strength and courage and good discernment and a caring, empathetic heart for our brethren. And we ask that you walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. And we ask in Yahweh's precious name, hallelujah.